The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. During Mr. Obama's administration of our national government, he has often been accused of ignoring our U.S. Constitution. Is this true? To make a true judgment of that, we must first come to understand what our Constitution is. Then we must understand why it is important. America's founders understood both these things very well, perhaps better than any group of political scientists ever to live in one nation. They understood that the word Constitution simply meant form. Thus, they were creating a form of government through which God-given liberties could be protected. The Constitution would be the structure of law by which the rights identified by the Declaration of Independence would be protected. The Declaration of Independence declares why America exists. The Constitution reveals how it is to operate. The Declaration states the reason for government. In it, Thomas Jefferson stated, "All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men." So it is plain our founders in America believed that government existed for the purpose of protecting the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property. The underlying idea for government was that man had a selfish root in him that would cause him to want his neighbor's life, liberty, or property. Thus, as Genesis 9 teaches, government by men over men would be the only natural protection for life, liberty, and property. The Bible states plainly that the purpose of law, be it the moral law or its fruit, the civil law, is to hold in check those who are lawless. In 1 Timothy 1:9, the Bible says, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient." Thus, in those who are unsaved, only the threat of punishment by the civil law can restrain that selfish root which came into man when we rebelled against our Creator in the Garden of Eden. To sum up, our national constitution was written for the purpose of restraining the sin root in us who would be citizens under it here in America. That restraint would be necessary for those who administered the government as well as those who lived under the government. Our Constitution would be a national standard to prevent every man doing what is right in his own eyes. In other words, it protects us from the chaos that results when we give vent to our root of selfishness. Mr. Obama has operated his whole administration on the principle that the Bible is wrong about its teaching concerning the sin root in man. His stimulus package said, in principle, that we should take money from the people by taxation and give it to selfish corporations. His so-called hate crimes legislation teaches that homosexuals do not have a sin root in them and makes it a federal offense to say what the Bible says about their selfishness. His so-called health care law gives a government management group, all of whom have selfishness rooted in them, the control of your health. All of his works are based on the concept that there is no sin root in man. He believes we can create our own perfect world. He obviously believes we do not need God and the Bible. Mr. Obama's disdain for the Bible and the Constitution is why he won't even salute the flag. Shouldn't you urge your friends not to vote for such a man? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.